2H Access Mobile listening.
General GR Mobile. Had a good day today.
Oh, yeah, kind of tired. Making my way home in this traffic from Piedmont.
Well, at least you shouldn't be going into the sun. Man, that's right square in my eyes here. Just below the... Let me turn this radio down. Just below the sun visor, unfortunately. I have to set up. Well, I hope you made a good chunk of change then, Dave. I was talking to Shane this morning on the way to Spartanburg, and I was telling him that I needed technical advice. I always talk to Dave, and he knew who I was talking about, and he said, yep. He said, he's a good guy. And I said, well, it must not be him then.
Oh. Wow. You know, I can go elsewhere and get this abuse. I don't have to stay here.
No, I didn't tell him that. Shane's really a fine gentleman. I had a nice long talk with him. We went over to Costco's and then over to Sam's Club and got some mass consumables and come home. And Bernice made a beautiful supper tonight. We really enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, I got leftovers. I'm heading home. The missus had to go pick up the grandkids and take them to baseball practice tonight. Their secondary car is on the fritz. They need to get the water pump and timing chain done on the Ford Explorer, or Exploder, as you want to call it. So, Mammy is the taxi driver tonight.
Bernice used to be all the time, wasn't it, Mom?
Yes. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Yep, to run, and I'll tell you for sure. Well, we've just been down to the daughters, and I needed a little help on the computer. So I took my laptop down there, and she got me straightened out. And we were just headed back up Buncombe Road. They live south of 14 in Pelham. And, yeah, you should have come to our house for supper tonight. You'd have really loved it. And I know you have these all the time, but it's hard to find down here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got kibasi and sauerkraut waiting on me. I got some warm up, some leftovers, and chow down.
Sauerkraut. Oh, I'd rather take a bullet. Bernice likes to have a German in her. Well, I had frog legs and baked beans and green bean casserole of some kind. French bread. What else, man? Oh, sweet potatoes with marshmallows and candied sweet potatoes on them. Boy, it just melt in your mouth.
I'm on my way. I'll be there in a few minutes.
I'm afraid they're all gone. I tell people frog legs, and they usually turn their nose up, but, oh, they taste like chicken. And she said, I wish I could fry chicken that way. We always go to KFC for our chicken. I like their crispy chicken. But it was really enjoyable. It was like a holiday dinner. And the daughter, she's doing fine. She had hip surgery and had a tendon replaced in there, and she's getting along fine. And she was telling us about the grandsons, and their classes they're taking this year. And the youngest one, he's the brains, and the other one's the brawn. And they're both wonderful grandsons, though. But, Grandma enjoy that, taking, I guess your wife would be Grandma in that case, right?
Oh, yeah, we got two grandkids. We got Paisley's 10 and Christian is 6. But, oh, yeah, they love their mammy.
That's wonderful. I used to... You know, think I'll never make it that far. Now I are one. trying to get the... I bought them a boat for fishing, and the neighbors down there had one day, and I went by it, and I told my daughter, I said, I gotta have that boat for the boys. And the oldest one likes to fish, and so it's a little fast tracker, and it's got a 9.9 on it, but it's just perfect. But the carburetor on it's acting up, but I think it's late in 2011, so my neighbor's going to help me with that, because when it comes to mechanics, no, no joy on that for me. I just, Bernice's a better mechanic than I am in a lot of ways.
Hey, I'm a little John boat, something to putter around the, you know, we got Lake Cunningham over here and a few other little lakes we want to go putz around on. Just, I'll see what happens this year, see if we can afford a little John boat or something, a little, maybe a little 25 horse or something.
Goes on Cunningham or Robinson. It's got to be 9.9 or smaller, Dave. I didn't know if you knew that or not. And it should be four cycle when you're looking for one. There are some eco two cycles that are eligible, but you'd have to check on that.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that. I know there's a... I have to go on the website, and I got to see about, you know, all the licensing for the boats and stuff, and you got to pay, I think, I don't know how much it is a year to pay or whatever, but I want to know what parks it gives me access to.
To Lake Robinson and talk to the game wardens there, and they'll inspect your boat and issue you your tags up there for it. Last time, when I had a... some idiot just moved in here with one car length in front of me. Scared me, kind of. It was about $35, but of course, you know, everything's raised, so it wasn't really outrageous. And for fishing, I'd recommend Cunningham the most. If you go to the north end of Cunningham, when you put in right here at the Cunningham Fire Department, it's right behind there. It's got a real nice place to put in. And a John boat is just fine. And a 9.9 is just fine as far as I'm concerned. But this one misses a little bit, and it's a nice engine, and it looks brand new. But I seen that, and had the trailer with it, the life jackets, the whole nine yards, and it's electric start, so I might be able to take it out. I'm getting so crippled up, I can't lift much anymore, and that old V-bot in my hand, I had to get rid of it, Dave, because I just couldn't handle it. But I think this one, you just drive it up on the trailer, and you're good to go.
Oh, gotcha. I got to look into that. Listen, I got to zip in here and get some gas, so let me get out of here. I will catch you later, Tom and Bernice. Have a good evening. And I just got a few more minutes at the house, but I want to get a little, liquid gold here. Have you noticed gas prices jumping up a little bit, Tom?
Yes, sir. They was, what, 309, Bernice? 309, I think, up here at Willis is up towards our house. But they have raised a little bit. I think after this next election, I wouldn't be surprised if they go sky high, because our fearless leader said, I don't care if they go to $10 a gallon. So, and he's cut off all oil exploration and stopped all exports of liquid natural gas, so I'd beware, but I still bought a gas engine one here a while back. I'm not going electric. Now let's go, Dave. This is 0TR, clear on your final.
All right, Tom. I'm not going to go easy. I don't have the money for that. Especially at, buying electric from CPW. All right, 73, Tom, N0TR, KP2, HXS Mobile. Out of here for a little bit.